The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
When you look at acquiring Vaughn and Odell, everybody wants to throw the Super Bowl, stuff like that out. We got to win our eighth football game.
End zone caught, touchdown. George Kittle, the 49ers strike first. Jimmy Ward has two interceptions in the first quarter tonight, and that's a pick six. There's the kind of night it has been for the Los Angeles Rams. Samuel breaking away, touchdown. The 49ers are having their way with the Rams tonight.
Hey, it's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby.
What
we
up,
are Jalen Jacoby. What
we
is it that we do?
People. What they want.
The Bulls waxed the Lakers. The Suns have won 9 in a row, but we start the show with last night's Monday Night Football game. Did I tell everybody yesterday that the 49ers were going to win the game?
You did.
And they won the game. It was Deebo Samuel. It was Elijah Mitchell. It was the 49ers defense that handled the Rams easily. Jalen, what do you think about Samuel's big night?
And also, you got to mention Jimmy Garoppolo, because Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan are really good friends. And both of those guys felt like they were going to find a way to upgrade at quarterback. Garoppolo shouldn't be outplaying Matthew Stafford. That's one. The other thing I want to make sure I say is Matthew Stafford, back-to-back interceptions again in consecutive weeks, but he was not alone. Drop passes.
Yeah, lots of them.
The Rams, you know what they look like? More sizzle than steak. It looked like a squad that's been reading the press clippings a little bit. And when you add a lot of big names like a Von Miller and an Odell Beckham Jr. to go with legends in the game like Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey, the squad sometimes, Jacoby, think it's just going to show up. And the 49ers came and they bullied the Rams. That's what I saw happen. And they did it with the run game. Yes, we're going to talk so much about the quarterback play. I got drafted in Denver when Mike Shanahan was coaching the Broncos. And he's going to make sure they run the football.
Yep.
And that's what they did yesterday. Power runs, ball control. That's how they took advantage of the Rams the entire game.
Elijah Mitchell played really well running the ball. Deebo Samuel had some good runs. It just seems like they designed really good runs. But one thing that can't be overlooked is all the drops from the Rams. I mean, Matt Stafford did have a couple picks, but the wide receivers were not helping at all with all of the drop balls. What do you think the Rams need to do to get right?
I think this is going to be a week of soul searching. This is the beauty of sports. When the season gets toward the end, the Rams are going to be in contention. This is just going to be a blip on the radar. The 49ers played a great game, but all of these moving parts now have to come together. You can't just do it on paper. We saw this in Los Angeles in the mid-2000s, except it was with the Lakers and the late, great Kobe Bryant, right? And they added Karl Malone and Gary Payton, or the Lakers when they tried it again with Dwight Howard and Steve Nash with Pau Gasol. And so, again, no reason to panic, but last night's game, that's with that in body. I think the Rams are going to find a way to get it together, and they're going to be in contention when the season starts to progress.
You can have all those big names on the roster, but they have to perform on the field, and they did not last night. Hats off to the 49ers getting a big win, as I predicted. But I'm glad you mentioned the Lakers, because they were playing last night as well, and they got waxed by the Bulls. DeMar DeRozan hung 38 on them. The Bulls are for real, for real. What do you think about that performance from DeMar and the Bulls?
And by the way, like, having California roots, LaVine attended UCLA. You know that's one of my guys. DeMar DeRozan playing in Los Angeles for the first time since he lost his father. And I know that was emotional. Lonzo Ball a California kid got drafted by the Lakers, and it had me thinking. Of course, when you're the Los Angeles Lakers, you put all of your chips in the middle of the table, and it pays off for Anthony Davis and a championship in the bubble. But if you noticed the lingering effects from that, Julius Randle goes to New York and becomes most improved player. Brandon Ingram goes to the Pelicans and becomes an all-star. Lonzo Ball's the starting point guard on the Chicago Bulls. And so those guys continue to mature and find ways to reinvent themselves. And that's what I appreciated about watching the Bulls put it together. And they waxed the Lakers. They sure waxed did. The Lakers.
Sure did. The Bulls are now 10-4. They are for real, for real. And I'm glad you mentioned Lonzo Ball, because Lonzo Ball was 7-for-10 from three. Again, 7-for-10 from three. He has low-key become a dead-eye shooter from beyond the arc. Big shout to him. THT played well as well in the loss. But Jalen, what do you think about this ejection from Anthony Davis? You've been on the floor. You've been ejected before. What did he say? What happened?
Magic words. You already know what it is. And you can look at everybody else. They just look around like, ooh, I understand. Yeah, I understand. When he got ejected, it wasn't like, oh my God, why are you ejecting? It was like, yeah, I understand. Look who they going after. They ain't going after the ref. They telling him like, come on in here, dog, so you do further damage. And again, this is what I'm saying, though. I need Anthony Davis to give me what Giannis gave me last year. If this Lakers team is going to win the championship, you're right. THT did play well. Russ did get over 20. But they're going to need dominant Anthony Davis to remain in games, in particular against his hometown team. I know he was looking forward to playing against them.
Yeah, remember all those rumors that he was going to play for the Bulls? Well, now he's on the Lakers. We need him to show up and stay in the game. And where's LeBron? LeBron, are you going to show up, LeBron? We're going to get you. What exactly is the injury that you're dealing with, LeBron? Because we could use you on the floor, because the Lakers are now sliding down in the Western Conference rankings. But you know who's on the rise, Mr. Rose, and no one's really talking about it? The Dallas Mavericks. The Mavericks got a win yesterday against the Nuggets. And before the season, you said that Kristaps Porzingis is going to be a swing player, pivotal player for this team. And don't look now, but Porzingis has played pretty well for a couple games in a row. Hitting shots from the outside, getting from the inside. There's a little mid-range. What do you think about KP?
He always could ball. And you and I went to the Garden and watched him play and saw his potential. And obviously, you want him to stay healthy, but you're not going to find many 7'3 guys that can do what he does and have the potential that he has. You just got to instill confidence in him. And Luka now being the anchor, the face of the franchise, the go-to guy, and Jason Kidd now as a head coach is allowing him to feel confident about his game again. But whether he's in or out of the lineup or feeling good or bad about his game, I look deeper into their roster. And you know what I see? I see two players that people won't talk enough about that I'm going to talk about for the Dallas Mavs good start. Tim Hardaway Jr., who also was on that team that we saw in the Garden, has also reinvented himself as a scorer and as a guy that they can rely on a nightly basis. And how about my namesake, Jalen Brunson, getting into the paint, putting people on his hip, turning left, turning right, playing defense. Like, those guys have been consistent. So I want to make sure I acknowledge that as well.
Well, you know who else has been consistent? While it was in a loss, the Joker was. He was dominant last night. 16 rebounds, 35 points, 6 assists. The Joker is in the MVP conversation once again.
So he's becoming like the most unique player in a really long time. It's like, it makes me believe what Arvydas Sabonis would have been if he came over in his prime.
Thank you, because that is the comp for him. Arvydas Sabonis, if you don't know, Domantas Sabonis'
Google
dad,
youngsters.
Is the comp for Jokic. It's exactly
Google
the same.
Google it, youngsters, no doubt about it. And like, these are astronomical numbers that he's putting up. Supersized 30-plus, 15-plus, and he's giving me dimes. Like, it's incredible to watch how productive he is. I just need and hope Jamal Murray can come back healthy and be a version of the guy we saw in the bubble in the playoffs.
Yep, the Mavs are 9-4. Keep a lookout for them in the Western Conference. Now it's time to turn our attention to Bing Bong, the Eastern Conference, and the New York Knicks got a win over the Pacers in typical New York Knicks style. What did they do? They held an NBA basketball team to 84 points in 2021. You won't see that too often. It was the defense. They limited Turner. They limited Holiday. They limited LeVert. They did a great job defending last night and getting themselves the win.
An identity win, because normally when a new coach gets a job, you know what he doesn't do? Go grab Taj Gibson and Derrick Rose at their point, at that point of their careers. Look at where both of those players were before Tibbs got the job. Once he got the job and he put them back together, that created a base of having voices in the locker room that were going to instill what Tibbs wanted to get accomplished. And now you build around the RJ Barrett, the Julius Randles, the Quickly. Like, I really appreciate how he's matured as a player as well. And so yesterday's game was a Tibbs win. Earlier in the year, they were beating people with their offense. They were making threes, shooting at a high clip. But yesterday was about effort and tenacity on the defense.
And when you watch this Knicks team and you see that they got a win, you think that maybe Randall had 30 or something like that. But no, this was Quickly, this was Kemba, this was Derrick Rose. They're getting a lot of production out of their backcourt this year. And of course, the defense has been propelling them to wins too. We just need to see that, get them a few in a row. Jalen, you remember when the Suns started 1-3? And I had questions. I had concerns. Guess what? They won 9 games in a row, including last night against the Timberwolves. Jalen, are we overlooking the Suns as a true contender in the Western Conference?
I don't think we are. Did you see that bang bang that Miles Bridges got?
Yep.
Got some long arms. But what? I'm sorry, Mikal Bridges. You see that bang that Mikal Bridges got? That bang was crazy. But this fourth quarter was really about CP3. I think he had 14 points.
19.
Devin Booker was getting buckets.
19 in the fourth quarter.
Return of DeAndre Ayton as an anchor, giving him a big double-double as well. So their big three ball, maybe earlier in the year, they was having a little hangover as it related to making it to the NBA Finals. But now it seems that they've gotten their footing. And again, I want to give credit to Monty Williams, you know, rejuvenizing this squad. And like I said, Ayton returning to a lineup and CP3 killing it in the fourth quarter.
CP3 just showed everybody that when he needs to, he can take over a basketball game. He had 19 points in the fourth quarter. Again, 19 points in the fourth quarter when they needed him to get the win. He got them the win, which we saw him do in the playoffs, and he is now doing in the regular season. Jalen, the world, the entire world, will have all their eyes on Qatar and Doha. We got a sneak peek a year before everybody else going to be talking about Doha. We were there. We'll tell you all about it right after this. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss that. Coming to you live from the Seaport in New York City, welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. We're brought to you by Chase. Jalen, the world will have all of their eyes on Qatar or Qatar and the city of Doha in a year when they host the World Cup. We got to go there to get a sneak peek, a preview of what the world will see. And now is the time when we will take you behind the scenes of the amazing trip that we had in Qatar. The first thing we got to do was visit the Army base. The Army base that housed and processed and fed 57,000 Afghan refugees during that crisis. What do you think about your visit to the Army base and seeing the troops?
Well, it was incredible to see the troops on Veterans Day. So many times we take our civil liberties and freedoms for granted, and it can become a political topic. And then you meet the men and women on the ground with boots on the ground, and just to be able to shake hands with them, answer their questions, spend time with them, take pictures with them, tell stories with them, for them to tell stories about their experiences and being in Qatar was awesome.
Big shout to Will. There's a 3-point contest between the troop named Will and T-Mac, and he ended up tying T-Mac. He said he wanted a shout on the show. Here is your shout out, Will. You tied T-Mac in a 3-point contest. They can never take that from you. Now, we moved from the Army base. We went to a state-of-the-art athletic training facility called Aspire, where you got to Do a little coaching, Jalen. Coach Jalen.
It's the equivalent in the United States of like an IMG Academy, but respectfully on steroids because it's state of the art. I mean, this country was developed in 25 years. The newest developments have happened within the next 10 years, including Aspire Academy, which just had, it's an amazing facility. And for us to get a chance to play some ball, do some drills, it was really fun.
They've got two hotels on this campus. They've got many soccer fields, a basketball gym. The medical training facility is unlike anything else. One of the things they explained to us was they track exactly what you worked out, how long you worked out, how hard you worked out. Something like that I'm sure you would not like when you were playing. I'm sure that you don't need those kind of details when you're playing. Exactly. I do not need that.
And they track you as soon as you get out of the car.
From there, the next day, we had the chance of seeing and riding on the track that will host this weekend's F1 race in Doha. Jalen, you got not only in the passenger seat, you also got behind the wheel.
Yeah, I started in my role. You know what I mean? This is something I would never had considered doing in any way, shape, or form, right? And I decided at the last minute I was gonna do it. So when I rode around with the president, and once he got up to 235, I was like, I might as well drive now. You know what I mean? Because I know I ain't going to go that fast. And so I ended up going 175, learning how to hit the corners and whatnot, driving through the track. I ended up doing like 4 or 5 laps.
Yeah, you were only supposed to do a couple laps, but you just didn't stop. You're like, I'm behind the wheel. I'm not going to stop. And I don't like museums, Jalen. I really don't like museums unless I'm taking my kids and wasting some time. But the Qatar Museum in Doha was breathtaking. What do you enjoy about that experience?
Well, learning about their culture and how initially it was basically funded, its riches via pearls, and just seeing how the risk that the men were taking in particular to dive and not only get the pearls, but then think about taking the time to make it into a necklace, right? They said it takes years to make a necklace, and just to learn all about their heritage and the background and just the architecture. I felt like I was in a sci-fi movie, Jacoby. Like it was like Transformers or something. I'm like you. I'm not waking up in the morning and wanting to go to the museum per se, because that mentality makes you think, oh, it's not state of the art, but it was incredible the way they did it. And we had a tremendous host who was extremely knowledgeable about everything in there.
Absolutely, and when you think about Qatar and Doha, you automatically associate them with natural gas and oil production. But again, like you mentioned, their economy being based in pearls back in the day, and their long, long, long history, like in this country, you know, we settled here just hundreds of years ago, but they settled there millennia ago. And it was really interesting to see all of the history and see how their technology has developed over the years. But from there, we had one of the most memorable experiences of my life when we left the sort of seaside city, the skyline, the metropolitan, the big buildings, and we went out to the desert. And Jalen, we drove around in SUVs on the sand dunes. I was terrified. I'm not gonna lie, I was terrified. You shouldn't be driving in places like this.
Well, now if you look to the left, that is a hill and that is a water down there. You know what I mean? So that creates the danger when you're driving at that rapid rate. And by the way, traffic everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Traffic
no
everywhere.
Stoplights.
Felt like I was in New York City on the sand dunes. Like straight up.
Like driving around these sand dunes, there's people everywhere. There's no lanes. There's no traffic lights. Everyone's driving around on sand with no control over themselves. Like
and
I was terrified.
And we
was terrified.
And we loved it so
terrified.
Much. Then we took it and we got on the four-wheelers and we waited till it got dark to do so.
Yep, and we were on the ATVs, we were driving around in the desert in the dark, and they were like, do you want to keep going? Jalen's like, yeah. Jalen did not want to get off those ATVs. But it wasn't just SUVs and ATVs in the desert. There was also another method of transportation that we took, Camelback. Camelback.
Yes. Multiple camels, by the way. And the thing is, how they stand up, you gotta hold on. You know what I'm saying? Don't sleep. You know what I'm saying? You could get tossed. But in all honesty, it's just the level of appreciation we have for the Blink team and one team to bring us over there and all of the people that we got a chance to meet and the hospitality that they gave us. You know, it was really an incredible trip and it was exciting to ride the camels.
I mean, they have a saying called Doha treatment, and they take hospitality so serious. The culture is just so welcoming, and they truly treated us as guests, and the world will be their guest. In 2022, just 1 year from now, in November, probably for the first time, the World Cup will be played in the fall winter because the weather is so nice there during that time of year. The world will get to see what we saw, which was a rich culture, welcoming people, and a truly, truly amazing, ambitious city and skyline. They built 8 stadiums. All 8 stadiums will be within 13 miles of each other, so you don't have to travel around to follow your team.
That's clutch.
Get on public transit. It's going to be a truly, truly eye-opening, inspiring experience. Jalen, you know what else is eye-opening? Tonight, game. Between that man, Steph Curry, and the Western Conference leading Warriors. They'll be taking on that man, KD, and the Nets tonight. We'll get you ready for it right after this. Doubleheader Friday night on ESPN. Two-story franchises face off at 7:30. The Lakers against the Celtics. And then in the nightcap, two teams that are streaking. The Mavs take on the Suns. It is all preceded by NBA Countdown with Jalen in a fancy suit at 7 p.m. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Before those games on Friday, we have a big game tonight. The 11-2 Warriors travel to Brooklyn to take on the 10-4 Nets. Two of the best teams in basketball face off in Brooklyn. Steph against KD. What do you think about the matchup?
You want theater?
I got you.
Okay. Kevin Durant didn't seem to be happy with Steve Kerr when he left the Golden State Warriors. He sat down with Draymond Green in an exclusive interview about his time with the Golden State Warriors. And both of them talked about members that are now probably, say, front office members of the Warriors that they were not necessarily happy with how they handled their heated exchange. Kevin Durant left at the end of that year because he wanted to go to the Nets and win championships there like he did joining Steph Curry on his team, the Golden State Warriors. Both of these guys, two of the most effective, efficient, and lethal scorers in the history of the league. And I ain't even brought up James Harden yet.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So this is going to be a great game.
I can't wait for this one. James Harden started slow, but he has been rounding into shape as the season has progressed. We'll be watching that one. We'll be back tomorrow at 4 o'clock on ESPN2 to break it down. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Jalen, there's a couple things I want to discuss with you. Now, we always love power couples.
Yep.
And I know you saw what I saw.
Yep, yep.
Instagram live video.
Yep, yep.
Featuring DaBaby and Danny Lee. It was a very interesting look at some very real and authentic moments between this couple. What do you think about DaBaby streaming their tension on Instagram?
I'm old enough to remember when Jerry Springer started. And then the crowd started chanting, Steve, Steve, Steve. And he was security. And then we look back at the journey, both of them that made hundreds of millions of dollars off of people's pain on live TV. And then that spun into basketball wives that weren't married, and reality TV just exploded. So now young people, and this didn't just start overnight, I still do this distinction, but there are a lot of millennials, I'll say, that don't do this distinction. They treat whatever's happening on their phone like it's equal to what should be happening on social media. So like you and me, we look at our texts and our emails different. They look at their DMs exactly the same. They look at their social media exactly the same. If I'm hitting you on either source, it's equal. So for him having it on a live stream, he ain't trying to be politically correct about it.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not surprised that he allowed us that window into their relationship via IG Live.
Well, Jalen, I know you like to go Instagram Live before our show, and it's caused tension in our relationship, but nothing like the tension in that relationship. Nothing like the tension in that relationship. I wish the best for them as they have a child together. Hopefully they can figure that all out. Someone who's very close to our program, our senior Bills correspondent. We got to have him back on. Benny the Butcher. We have some news about Benny the Butcher. He signed a Def Jam, Jalen Rose, and Snoop Dogg was involved. And all I know is if you invest in Benny the Butcher, that's a good investment. This is going to work out great for Def Jam. What do you think about Benny the Butcher signing with Def Jam with a new deal?
And our guys, like, there's a time you've looked down at your cell phone and Snoop Dogg was calling you.
Yeah. I was trying to get the voicemail. He left me a voicemail. I was trying to find it. I couldn't find it. But Snoop Dogg called my phone. Jalen was like, yo, I need Snoop Dogg's number. Do you have that? And I actually had it. Like, that's where we're at right now. Snoop, I don't know how Snoop got my number, but Calvin Brodus and I have spoken on the phone before. Big shout to Snoop. I didn't even know he was working with Def Jam. Did you know that?
I did know that. And here's the B-side to that. Benny the Butcher is not only a friend, a brother, and you're a part of Bill's Mafia, he's a senior correspondent of this program.
We got, yo, Bills are playing well. Let's have Benny on next week. Let's have Benny, because like, the Bills got some big games.
We're supposed to have him on this week. We're slacking. What it is? I know what it is. I got to tell y'all a secret.
What's the secret?
Benny has multiple jobs. One of them with Def Jam, one of them with Jalen and Jacoby.
Yeah,
see, one of them definitely not paying them.
His salary we is $0.
We can't afford
Benny's time. Right. We gotta get Benny back on the show. Because the Bills have big games. They have two games left against the Patriots. The Patriots look good, trying to sneak the East out from the Bills. You know what? We went to the Middle East. We went to Doha for 5 days. And I felt worse after one day in Buffalo than I did 5 days in the Middle East. The Buffalo trip took more out of me than a trip halfway across the world for twice the amount of time. I wasn't myself until like Wednesday of that week after Buffalo. Big shout to Griselda, Conway the Machine, West Side Gun, Benny the Butcher. I want to go back to Buffalo. Let's go to that Patriots game in the cold.
Amani Caesar, what up, though?
Yep, I was listening to their, West Side 2 Chainz and Amani Caesar. I was listening to them this morning while I was on the train.
Conway, Jay-Z, Jada.
Conway out-rapped both Jay-Z and Jada, two of the GOATs. I love Griselda so much. Let's go to the Patriots game. I'm going to go out. You know what? I need to go to a Lions game. The Lions got a tie. Let's go to a Lions game. That's the next one. Let's go to a Lions game.
So here's what we need everybody to tell us. 98580 Jalen. As a diehard Lions fan, and Jacoby's now a member of Bills Mafia, if you was us, y'all pick. We need to put a poll up there, Project Pat. Should we be going to the Lions game that weekend? Or should we be going to hang out in Conway the Machine's VIP suite on a five-yard line with Benny the Butcher in Buffalo and watch them play the Patriots? Y'all let us know what we should do.
December 6th, they host the Patriots. It's a night game, Jay. So we'd have to fly the next morning. I can't go to a night game.
Come the day off.
I'm gonna start drinking at like noon. You know what I mean? Like I won't make it to the game.
We arrive the day of. That's how you do that one. We arrive that morning.
Is it a Monday or a Sunday?
If the game is like 8, we need to touch down at like noon.
Earlier. Let's see if that's a Sunday or a Monday.
No, we need to touch down at like 11.
That's a Monday night. We could tape the show, fly out there.
That's perfect. That's perfect. Monday night's even better.
What time you think they're going to start tailgating for a Monday night game? I'm guessing 9 in the morning.
6 in the morning.
Yeah, 6 in the
we
morning.
We got there at 10 in the morning. We was late. You know what I'm saying? They was already tired.
They were
trying to get their second win.
We were late. I don't know.
Like, you want to jump off a table? You want to hit a table? All right, go ahead.
You jumping off a table if we go to a Bills game?
No.
No? You don't like falling. One thing Jalen Rose does not like is falling.
No. No. You want to create an enemy, knock me down when we playing basketball.
Got some bad news for you, Jay. One of our favorite players, DeAndre Hunter, he's out for a couple months due to wrist surgery.
I hate that. Chase Young also with the Washington football team is out for the rest of the season.
Tough.
Get well soon, young fella, both of you guys.
One thing that we love is to hear from the people. And if you call 985-80-JALEN, you don't have to just tell us whether or not we should go to the Lions game or the Bills game. You can call us up for advice. I love the follow-up call that we got yesterday from Chris in Columbus. Big
Very
shout out to him.
Thank you, Chris. We love you, brother.
And if you call 985-80-JALEN and you give Reggie a shout, we'll put you on the show just like this.
Hey, what's up, Jalen? What's up, Jacoby? First and foremost, shout out Reg. Shout out the whole crew. Long-time listener, Chauncey, out of Minnesota. Got a question for you. Uncle Jalen, big on tipping. I've always been a good tipper. I've stepped my game up since listening to the podcast for the last 10 years. You know, Dorman, hostess, all that good stuff. My question is, when you order takeout on the app or you call it in, you go grab an order of wings, you're going to the restaurant, you're picking up your order, on the bill, it's always a space for you to leave a tip or not. What do I do? If I'm in the restaurant, I go out of my way to leave a good tip. Lately, I've been still tipping, but today I was just like, man, is this something I'm supposed to be doing? Is this taboo? What do I do? So I called my uncles. Let me know what y'all think. Appreciate the love.
Okay, a couple things. Number one, first thing I want to say, Chauncey. Chauncey's cultural. There's no white Chaunceys out there. Are there any white Chaunceys? Have you ever met a white Chauncey? Ever thought about a white Chauncey? Like, Chauncey might as well be Jamal. Chauncey might as well be Kareem. Big shout to Chauncey. So Jalen, I'm gonna do something you're not gonna like.
Uh-oh.
If it's pickup and you didn't serve me, you didn't walk over to take my order and then walk over to fill up some glasses and like take care of all that. If I'm just walking in the building and walking out with a bag full of food, I'll tip you, but you ain't getting 20%. You're getting like $3, $4, $5. That's it. If you don't serve me, you're getting a much smaller tip than if you serve me. Your thoughts, Mr. Rose. Give Chauncey his game.
Thank you for the call, Chauncey. We appreciate the love. We appreciate the continued support. And thank you for growing with us. As a show, we continue to evolve on and off wax, whether it's our content, whether it's a studio, whether it's whatever. And so for you to be with us for 10 years, that really means a lot to me. That means a lot to us because that's the kind of audience we're trying to grow, a boutique audience. When we put out an album, it's like Kendrick. It's like J. Cole. We're not trying to just put out singles. So we appreciate the love. So a couple of things. Let me take you guys by the campfire. The whole exercise has a consistency to it. And it's nameless and it's faceless and it's colorless. And it doesn't have to do with the amount of labor. It's about the appreciation. And so if you're interacting with human beings that are handling your food, yes, you should tip them. Because by the way, they could do something to your food. And let me just tell y'all something.
Tell us something.
I'm from the hood. I'm from the street. I'm not a sucker. So, like, the other thing that you're doing is you're investing in people also. You know what I'm saying? So it's a tip, but it's also an investment. So now, all of a sudden, when you show up in a restaurant, it's crowded. They're gonna figure a way to show you love. Or you show up and you hear the person in front of you complaining about their order, they're gonna make sure your order is right. when you hear the person on the phone complaining about how long it's gonna take to fix it, and you standing there and you see some food fall on the counter or fall on the floor and you don't say nothing, you see them put it back in somebody else's plate, you're exempt from that because you tipped and you invested in the human being. You're the person that says yes when everybody doesn't know how to say please and thank you. So yes, you tip, Chauncey. And if you want to be cheap, then eat at home. That's why they got supermarkets. You ain't tipping at the supermarket.
No, no. So a couple things, Jalen. So when I order our green juices and ginger shots in the morning, their default setting is like a 15% tip. And I can't lie, sometimes I put it down to 10. I feel like you ain't getting more than $5 to deliver
my food.
This show's
over. I'm done. You know what? I'm done.
No,
I'm
done. No,
no. I'm done. No. I'm done. No. Here's why. No. You know what? Rich, the times when Jacoby's got up and left this show, the reason why I might get up and leave this show is because I've also been drinking those beverages. I'm an accomplice to this behavior. I'm disgusted by you.
No, it's like a $40 bill. I'm giving you $4 to bring my stuff. That's a fine tip. $4
Jacoby,
for delivery is fine.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell y'all something into a microphone. You ready for this? Let me tell y'all something. I have the same technology you guys have. And I got a new phone.
Phone?
I got a new phone. Yes, I did. Not only one, I got two. I got new phone. And let me tell you something. I even got a black card. You know what I've never done? You know what I've never done?
What? What have you never done?
Order food and have somebody bring it to me.
Yes, you've done that.
No, I haven't. I don't even have Uber
delivery.
Eats. I do not have an Uber Eats account.
If you have Uber, you got Uber Eats.
I have never. Never. For two reasons. One, I cook. And two, I'm particular about if I'm going to carry out and I'm not cooking, that means I'm particular about when I want to eat and what I want to eat. And I definitely want it to be hot. And I want less people handling as possible. And let me tell you something. I've seen the bicycles in New York City deliver people food and put it on the ground when they parking their bikes. I be watching. You know what I'm saying? How about that? How many times have you seen that? Or the person riding through the street and the food fall on the ground and they just pick it back up? I'm good. I'll go get it. I'll call and order it. Even if I have an Uber take me to get it.
We have a breaking development, Mr. Rose.
What up,
In my ear. I don't know if this is true because Red just be talking sometimes. In my ear, Red said that Chauncey is a nickname for Chancellor. So there are white guys named Chancellor, I imagine. So maybe there are some white Chaunceys. Have you ever met a white Chauncey?
No. You know, my favorite Chauncey is Book Billups. 2004 Finals MVP, baby.
We have time for one more voicemail.
God.
Don't forget that our voicemails are fueled by Gatorade. Whatever path you take to greatness, Gatorade is there to fuel
it.
Greatness
for Chauncey Billups,
starts
boy.
With a G. And if you call 9580-JALEN, you can leave a voicemail and we'll put it on the show just like this.
Yo, what's up, y'all? I just wanted to send some love on the guitar trip, and I hope y'all are having a good time. And I know you won't hear this till you get back. But I just wanted to ask, what is the most interesting things you ate and or drank and or saw and or did? I know we're going to get a bunch of content, but I don't know. I'm really excited. Love y'all. Peace.
Okay, a couple
Love
things.
You
Number
too,
one,
my brother.
The Doha treatment, the hospitality of the Qatari people is unmatched around the world, and they will just, like Method Man said, keep feeding you and feeding you and feeding you and feeding you.
Yes.
We had
really
the honor of being hosted
really dope
by some people in Qatar, and you get to their house and they do dessert before dinner. Like, they're giving you desserts before dinner. And one thing that was nice about Qatar is it's a dry city. There's not booze, there's not bars everywhere.
No.
It's part of their culture. So when you have dinner, you just focus on the food. They got juices, mint, lemonade, popping. Everyone that goes to the World Cup is going to have the Doha treatment that we got. But before you even eat, they're passing you around chocolates, little tiny cakes, lots of little sandwiches with no crust, like tea. Crack, which is like a chai tea with milk and sugar. Oh, man. And one of the best things that I had is I love dal. Dal is lentils. And Jalen Rose on this program had the gall to disrespect the lentil bean. Do you remember that, Jay?
I did.
You disrespected lentils. One of my favorite dishes that I had out there was dal. What were some of your favorite foods and drinks that you had out there?
I didn't really do adventurous eating.
You never
because do. We had so many options. So I ate pasta, I ate chicken, I ate lobster, I ate
You remember that lunch we had at the museum where they just kept bringing out plate after plate after dish after dish? If they see two people, they bring enough food for six. That's just how they get down out there.
I was eating everything. I ate
No one's losing weight in Qatar. No one is losing weight in Doha. They don't have salads. Like, they have a little salad here and there, but...
Oh, come on, Reg. You got to ruin everything. I loved it out there. The mint lemonade was amazing. Karak, it's like a chai, basically, with milk and sugar. So good. And one thing we don't eat enough of, two things we're doing wrong in this country. Number one, we don't have the faucet next to the toilet, right? We're doing that wrong, okay? Number two, not enough lamb. Not enough lamb. Lots of lamb in Doha. We don't eat enough lamb as a culture. We need to be eating up on some lamb.
So let's talk about the faucet next to the bathroom thing.
No. I know you love to talk about poop. Your favorite topic.
Yeah, you're right. I ain't going to do that. That's going to have Reg go in.
Yeah. I can't do it.
Shout out to Reg LaLedge. You know what? Here's what I want to do right now on the show. Just shout to Reg LaLedge. Times we talk about the 10-year journey. He's been 5 years in that journey, ride or die. And I've been fighting since day one, and not only to get people to shout when they call in, but Reg need a mic. At least once a month, Jacoby.
Once a month is fine. Once a month we can do once a month with Reg. But Reg just be saying crazy stuff. He's gonna get us fired. You know?
Reg bro, man, for real.
Yeah, you know he just says crazy stuff. And then he acts like after the show, like, oh, I was just saying that to get you guys fired up.
He did two back to back.
He just be saying stuff. Reg just be saying things.
But he's Chauncey's the best DJ in the U.S.
Chauncey's probably not even short for Chancellor. You know what I mean? Chauncey's not even short for Chancellor. He's saying stuff in our ears and make us wrong. Chauncey Billups' birth certificate doesn't say Chancellor on it. It doesn't. I promise you it doesn't. We will be back with more Tales from the Road in Doha, and we'll be breaking down the Nets-Warriors game and much more tomorrow. Appreciate you for listening every single day. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Anthony?
We're not done. We are not done.